right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. Whatever weird stuff that bounces around your brain that you just cannot shake, we want you to share your insanity with us here on the Sweet Spot. We do appreciate it. And let's start with the good P1s, and we do appreciate all the feedback and all the emails, and we'll get to them. Like, if we don't get to them this week, don't worry. We'll get to them. We've got a backlog.
As long as they're good.
And this one is from early November. This is from Brandon. Brandon says, so a couple of ticket drops live rent-free, almost like Tourette's. The first, and anytime I hear $8, whether it's in public, on TV, or a radio commercial, I must instantly say $8, D-dollar, blockbuster, $8, dar, which famous Ryan's drop. Go ahead and fire that off.
$8 D at Blockbuster. $8 dar.
$8 dar.
$8 dar.
$8 D at Blockbuster. $8 dar.
A new form of currency known as dar.
It's been years since I've heard that.
Like Bitcoin.
So great.
That's played out.
Yeah.
Give me dar.
I remember when Bitcoin first started getting popular, Mike was. The hard line was bringing up DAR. That DAR needs to be the next Bitcoin.
$8 at Blockbuster. $8 DAR.
Brandon continues. He goes, the second every time I hear the word technology, I have to sound like that meathead and repeat technology and stuff in my best meathead impersonation. Stay sweet, Brandon. And this was the head of Chevrolet after the 2015 World Series,
in Kansas City. I think it was a Royals. It's either Royals or Giants. Okay.
Yeah, this is where the Giants beat Kansas City, correct?
I think so.
And Mad Bum was just dominant in that series, and he won a Chevy Colorado.
We have from Chevrolet, the regional zone manager, Rick Wilde.
Thanks. Madison, congratulations. As the official sponsor or the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, Chevrolet is proud to participate in this prestigious award. Along with our dealers, we are also extremely honored to give back to this sport by supporting baseball in cities and towns across this nation. At Chevrolet, we have also been proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar, sitting there on screen, to recognize your performance in this 2014 World Series. I proudly present to you...
Stuff. It's like technology and other stuff, you know?
I like how
plenty of things.
Stuff. I like how his confidence waned, and it wasn't strong to begin.
Oh, no.
But it got worse by the end.
He's just exhausted.
It's very Tommy Boy, very killer.
And they just won the World Series. Like, it's the biggest baseball moment of the year, and you have this... Big old boy just sweating and out of breath and running
technology
out of words.
And stuff.
It's technology.
Awesome.
Stuff. All right, let's go to P1 Craig. He says, sup, midday gangsters. I suppose that's
what
us.
Oh, geez.
Y'all remember that dude on Hard Knocks a few years back who was trying to say testosterone was high, but he kept saying ticesterol instead. Well, now every time I hear the word testosterone, which I'm sure you hear here on the ticket quite a bit, I immediately think of that guy's funny voice saying ticesterol. And now, every time I hear quarterback Ty Simpson, I think it's the same thing. The ticesterol is high today, drops back from the Crimson Tide, etc. P1 Craig in Austin.
Do we have
the ticesterol high today?
What's that?
What? Ticesterol, cesserol, whatever the fuck it is. Ticesterol. Get ready to go today. I like it. I f***ing like it.
Successor. Who was it? Was that Corey Coleman?
Dude, I have no idea. I'm
trying to remember who that was. I want
Demarius
to say
Randall.
Demarius Randall, that's right.
All I need...
Ticesterone high today.
We need that in the open.
Ticesterone.
Perfect open fire.
And thanks to... That was Craig that wrote in?
Yeah.
Every time I hear Ty Simpson now, I'm going to hear ticesterone. That's pretty great.
I love it. All right, let's go to Matthew. Matthew says, I'm a firefighter here in Dallas. Thank you, Matthew. We appreciate you. Years ago, we had a call where a woman was sitting on a public toilet, and it fell off the wall, split on the floor, and the porcelain sliced her open, and it sliced her backside very badly. Broken porcelain can be like a razor. As we took care of this poor woman, she just kept saying, I can't believe I'm so fat I broke the toilet. She kept repeating this over and over and over, and we just ignored it and continued to treat her wound. One fireman couldn't help it anymore, and with the intent of making her feel better about the situation, said, you are pretty tall, though. This has lived rent-free in my head for 25 years now. Now, if anyone says anything self-deprecating, that phrase forcibly enters my mind. Both my adult children also say it every time I passed it on to them. P1 firefighter Matthew.
Man. So I guess I've never thought about it. Do toilets have to have a weight limit, right? Or do you have to get a special toilet if you're... Because I don't know if the lady was as big as she said she is, or maybe she is just tall. But yeah, if you're sitting on the toilet and it breaks, maybe it's... I would blame the faulty toilet.
Maybe she had, like, a ridiculously big lunch. And then just from the pressure...
Yes.
The toilet just... the bowl just cracks.
The pressure hose.
Yeah.
It just couldn't take it anymore.
It's like the Hoover Dam just opening up the...
Yeah.
Wait, she
builds up.
She had a hot dog eating contest at lunch?
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a funny line, too. It's like, no, you're not... You're not fat. You just filled up the bowl too much.
But I like the one firefighter who's like, listen, you're pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
So your height adds to your weight naturally. So
yeah.
don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's okay, sugar. Let me
be the worst.
Let me stitch your ass up while you broke the toilet.
Got this. Like, I don't know if I could sit down on a toilet again and not be worried about it breaking if I do it one time.
Well,
like, you're just going to use the hover technique from then on out.
I think you just figure it out because...
Or you start waffle stomping.
You got a
yeah,
lot.
You,
you start
you,
doing the
you
line
use
dance.
The bathtub.
You got a lot of days ahead of you in this life, and you got to...
Just use the old Andre the Giant technique. And
do it onto a shovel and fling it across your neighborhood.
Just catapult it.
Use the yard. Like
find the
dog.
Bad neighbor.
The HOA would have issue with that. Oh, that's good. Okay, this is from P1 Daniel. Good P1 Daniel, who came out to our remote at Rowdy Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Good dude.
Great dude. Back in February, he sent us the blooper reel from Parks and Rec where, you know, there was a really funny outtake that you can't air, but it was Chris Pratt making the whole cast laugh. And I do think about this from time to time. Go ahead.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Mm. Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky.
Else?
Rocky.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
Well, in the video, she gets on her back, I think.
So he follows up this month and says, first of all, this comeback blooper from Parks and Rec continues to live rent-free in my head. Probably 300% more since you all played it back in February. Apparently, that's a side effect of participating in this little ongoing segment on the Sweet Spot. Second, I'm writing this after listening to you talk about Spatula City, as we did last week, from the great cult film UHF with Weird Al back in 1989. He says, I grew up in Tulsa, moving to Denton when I was 15. It just so happens that parts of Spatula City and that scene were filmed at the warehouse market right next door to where my grandma worked in 1988. So, long story short, somewhere in the parking lot of Chaos, there's an 11-year-old Daniel Stone as an extra. Pretty cool. Hope to see you again soon. Regonk.
Okay. Cool.
So you haven't watched
you got to
UHF
see.
Yet?
I have not.
Spatula City!
Spatula City.
You're selling me on it. It's not one I would go out of my way to watch. If you say it's funny, I will take your word for it.
It's about an hour
it's about
45.
A tight 90
yeah,
plus.
Yeah, you're,
okay.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, watching Gone with the Wind or something like that. And finally, this is from P1 Steven. By the way, his name's Steven Jones. I don't think it's that Steven Jones.
It could be.
It could be, but I doubt it. He says, afternoon, gents. Something that's lived rent-free in my head is from Gordo's Corner a few years back. They had a story about someone that stole $1 million in fajitas over the span of a few years. Unprompted, Jeb spoke up and said that fajitas are the most impactful entree of the last 40 years. The following discussion was radio gold, and it had me in stitches. Now, whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant, my wife and I joke about getting fajita pant and fajita shirt. Anywho, y'all keep fighting the good fight. Sure is fun. A fun time for the disabled. P1 Steven. And after Aggie this past weekend, we ordered some fajitas.
Okay.
And my first thought was, am I going to have fajita jeans?
Fajitas.
And deal with that on the 3.5-hour drive on the way back home.
It's always worth it, though. Always gets right on the crotch, too, when you spill the food or on the shirt.
Well, I'm not worried about the spilling. I'm talking just the scent of the sizzling fajitas will penetrate the cotton T-shirt or the jeans. and you'll be smelling that for a while.
How long did you wait on shredded cheese for your pizza?
Somehow came
18 minutes.
And the place I went gave me plenty of guac, which,
okay,
thumbs up. Mm. Do we have George talking about fajitas? Does that live anywhere in there?
Didn't we have that discussion on Afternoon Jub a couple months ago where we talked about the most impactful entree
yeah,
over the
like
past 40 years?
Maybe.
Yeah, we talked about it with George.
The presentation of fajitas, though, still intrigues me. Even when I don't order them, I always have a tinge of regret. Because I think, man, that sizzling heap of meat could have been mine.
Well, it's a look at me entree.
It is.
Yeah.
I prefer to look at, to eat them than have somebody else order them and then
fajita.
I smell like it. Because yeah, if I want to smell like the food, I want to be eating it.
You
don't I don't
want smell
somebody
like secondhand fajita.
Yeah, the secondhand fajita smell.
Question: what's more, look at me? The fajita coming to your table is the main course, which they sit down, and eventually the steam subsides, mm-hmm, or the tableside guac where they have to bring out the cart and they have to like cut open all the avocados.
Anything they have to make tableside, that or Caesar salad.
Like salad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me. Yeah. You're high stepping into the end zone.
And that takes longer for whatever reason.
Yes.
That's an early part of the meal, but it just feels like you're letting everybody know that not only do I have a server, they're waiting on me hand and foot.
And at least you don't get secondhand guac smell if somebody gets the tableside guac.
No, you don't. You don't have to worry about fajita, Gene. All right, rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. Please share your thoughts with us for this dumb segment we do every single Wednesday here on The Sweet Spot.